Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good morning, everyone. You're listening to Strengthening the Families with Apostle Loretta Williams, Halloween Part 1. Well, families should know about Halloween Part 1, Trick or Treat. What is really behind the phrase trick or treat? Children and even adults are getting prepared for Halloween by dressing in costumes and attire depicting their favorite characters or ghoulish scenes. Most people are only familiar with passing out candy and giving treats to those who are dressed unconventional. Yet parents should take the time to explain to their children and the truth about All Hallows Eve and about paganism to avoid their children from being enticed by paganism and the occult. Deuteronomy chapter 18, verse 10, There shall not be found among you anyone that maketh his son or his daughter pass through the fire, or that useth divination, or a behavior of times, or an enchanter, or a witch, verse 11, or a charmer, or a consultant with familiar spirits, or a wizard, or a necromancer, verse 12, for all that do these things are an abomination unto the Lord. And because of these abominations, the Lord, like a cloth, drive them out of from before thee. Click on the play tab only to listen to the live program of the recorded broadcast after the scheduled airtime. Be sure to click the follow tab on the Freshman Blog Talk Radio program to be alerted to future programs. The Apostle Love Rams is also on Facebook, Google Plus, and LinkedIn. Send your questions or comments to our website, www.blogtalkradio.com/freshman. And here's our speaker for today, my spiritual mentor, my second mother, Apostle Loretta Williams.
Amen. Praise the Lord. God bless everybody on today. This is Apostle Loretta Williams. And we're going to be teaching today two parts of this series. Part one on today, talking about trick or treat. And part two on Thursday. And then we also will be discussing more in our Thursday night Bible study. So I want to really encourage everyone to listen to both today on strengthening the families, because it does affect the family. And we are supposed to train up our children in the way that they should go, so that when they get old, they don't depart from what the truth. And if they don't know the truth, then, amen, praise God, they cannot live it accordingly. You cannot live what you don't know. The Bible said, my people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. It's very important that we have a good understanding of things that are going on in this world. We need to question some things that we allow in our homes. And this is why so many times we have spirits that have been invited in without even the parent or the head of the house knowing, because you got children, teenagers, young adults, even small children that are involved in things that are opening up to familiar spirits, channeling, sorcery. There's all different types. I've had people tell me it's harmless, but you better believe me, it's not. It's very, very serious. And the early stages when familiar spirits, fallen angels, demons can get a hold of a young mind, they have more power and influence as that child gets older. So I really want to talk about more of what the Word has to say, Scripture. We're not going to get to it all today. I want you to take notes. And I want to invite all of you to be a part of our Bible study on Thursday night on freeconferencecall.com. You can go there directly to that website, freeconferencecall.com, and click on where it says join meeting. And then it'll prompt you as to what you need to do. And you can join the call by your computer, by through your internet. On Thursday night, we will be having the conference call and video call as well. So I want the members to get prepared before Thursday night to know how to operate the system, downloading the phone to your computer. You that have Metro or T-Mobile, they will charge you a penny a minute to be on the line. So you can go directly to the website and not have to pay for the extra time to be on the phone. Now, if you have Sprint or Verizon or any other service provider, you do not have to pay. And I'm taking the time to say this because I know it's a trick of the enemy to keep us from learning the things that we need to know to protect our families and to educate our families. And this is just not on my teleconference line. This is the system itself that is having the problem with these service providers. It's just like cable. Amen. Every cable company offers something different and charges you for it. And it's up to you whether or not you want Cinemax, HBO, or just basic cable. So to avoid those charges, a lot of times people don't get premium channels. They go with just the basics. So this is the same way with the free conference call line. We want to make available the word of God to everybody by any means necessary. We are a mass media communication ministry. And by any method, social media, amen, praise God, that we can get it through teaching the word of God and instructing people in the word of God, we plan to do so. So whenever you listen to this message, we have Bible study every Thursday. The number you can call is 712-775-7031. The access code is 206-594-156-pound. Okay? That's for you that would like to call in, amen, and join us in our Bible study. Have a Bible, a dictionary, amen, praise God. If you really are a Bible scholar, you should have a concordance. A lot of information I look up in my concordance, amen. And a good one to have is the Davis Dictionary of the Bible. And then there's the Strong Concordance. There's a lot of different books. Just go to your Bible bookstore. I like Half Price bookstores. You can find a wealth of information there. Let's get into this lesson now. Okay, what do your family need to know about trick-or-treat? Now, here in Deuteronomy chapter 18, it's very specific about what God allows and what he hates. Abhor, A-B-H-O-R, means to hate, to disdain. The word of God in the Old Testament, God told him, don't even let it be found among you. That means it shouldn't be in your house, where you dwell at, where you live at. Nor he that maketh his son or his daughter to pass through the fire, or that use divination. I want to say to all of my Bible class students, amen, if you have not watched the movie Divination that is on Shael 763, that's my YouTube channel. You can just type in YouTube on your computer and then put in search Shael 763, or you don't even have to do that. Just put in the search box Divination, a full movie. It will come up. You need to watch it, especially this week during the observation of Halloween. You need to know the spirits that are involved, because that's what Halloween is dealing with, spirits. It didn't start out that way. So in our Bible study lesson, we're going to have people talking about All Hallows Eve. Amen, praise God. What does it mean? I'm going to share a little bit about it. Amen, praise God. We're going to have, amen, others talking about amulets, not what you eat, not an omelet, amulets. Let me say it like that, A-A-M-U-L-E-T, an amulet, amen, praise God. And also, amen, praise God, other things that are used, amen, to invoke spirits. People don't realize, amen, our symbol is the cross. When you see the cross, you know you're dealing with a Christian. Okay, you see a Star of David, most of the time, amen, that a lot of times Muslims wear the Star of David. Christians can wear it too, because it represents the Star of David, the Star of Bethlehem. But it really, for most of the time, you will see it involved with Muslims wear the Star of David. If you didn't know that, now you know. So just like we have Christian symbols, the thorns that were on Jesus' head, amen, praise God, the palm trees that we, the leaves of palms that we put out on Palm Sunday, amen, praise God. There are all types of things that are used for different symbols to invoke spirits, candles. You got to be very careful You know, are you lighting a candle to fragrance your house, or are you lighting a candle to invoke a spirit? Spells, incantations. I'll be talking about that on Thursday night. Amen. Praise God. There's just a lot of things that are involving paganism, the occult. And, you know, let me say this to you right now. If you or your children are gifted, a lot of people are born with gifts, even though they may not confess Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, they were born with abilities and gifts. Some were born as seers, and they used their gifts as psychics, amen, praise God, or diviners. This is all in the Word of God, because they don't surrender that gift to God, and they don't even know that they are allowing a familiar spirit, a fallen angel, a demon, to influence them. They'll say, well, let me get in touch with my spiritual guide. Do you know who your spiritual guide is? It's not the Holy Spirit. So if it's not the Holy Spirit, that means that it is a spirit. And the only other spirits are, if they're not angels, what? Demons. And see, people don't want to acknowledge this. It's either of God or it's of Satan. So if you are allowing your spiritual guide, I'm going to get in touch with my spiritual guide. You got two forms of meditation. You got meditation on the word, which is talked about all in the Old Testament in the book of Joshua. And then you got people that go into other forms of deep meditation other than yoga. Transcendental meditation, elevating your mind to a level, opening up your mind to the spirit realm. People don't realize they're opening up their minds, their thoughts, to allow a familiar spirit. That spirit may not show itself as a demon. It can show itself as a pony, like it did in Frank Peretti's book, Piercing the Darkness. This presence. If you haven't read it, go to the library. That was one of our book club books. It's called This Present Darkness, and the series is two of them, Piercing the Darkness and This Present Darkness by Frank Peretti. Oh, my God, he writes some good books. And how, amen, they allow occultism to come into an elementary school, get into the college. Amen, because people are seeking answers. They're seeking, amen, the truth. And a lot of times, they go about it in the wrong way because they are enticed. They're enticed. This is why a lot of people they get high. When you get high, you start hallucinating. You start seeing stuff, okay? Marijuana, amen, praise God, is a hallucinatory drug. It makes you see things. Yeah, you be feeling good, but you be seeing stuff. Same way with heroin and, amen, praise God, cocaine. I don't use them, but I have had family members that were addicted. I'm going to get high. You all out of your mind. You thinking you're in control, but you have lost control, and something else now is controlling you. And most of the time, you're in a blissful of do nothing. But when that thing turn on you, oh, my God, because it will turn on you, and it reveals itself. And believe me, if you have any type of Christian background, these spirits will reveal themselves as the demons that they are. So I really want to encourage parents to watch the movie Divination. This week on Shia 763, the movie for the week is The Omen. It's a very old movie. And I posted the first one. What that got to do with the Bible? Well, watch the movie, you're going to see. Because the Bible in the book of Revelation talks about the coming of the beast, the false prophet, the Antichrist. This is just not stories. This is prophetic. Amen. Word that was inspired by God to warn us of the time to come. Perilous times, the Bible says. And what has happened during the week of Halloween is that the gates to the dark world are open up because people start channeling and they don't know they're doing it. They start, amen, doing incantations, amen, quoting stuff. I watch some movies, and when they get to quoting stuff and casting spells, I mute the sound. I remember when Pastor John Hagee first started talking about, he's in San Antonio, and I remember when he first made parents aware that they were introducing the Harry Potter series into the public school and that the parents needed to read the books and find out what your children are being encouraged, amen, as literature. Oh, yeah, it's literature, all right. It's full of witchcraft, sorcery. You better hear me. Amen, praise God. Spells, incantations. What it does, it opens up your child's curiosity towards, amen, the dark world, towards the darkness. But yet they want to take Bible out of school, but it's okay, amen, for them to have books dealing with sorcery, wizardry, witchcraft. You better hear me. Wake up, people of God. Wake up. Do you even know, amen, praise God, how Halloween came into existence? Do you even know what trick-or-treating means? One of the things that I truly regret, my mother allowed us to go trick-or-treating. She did. But you're not going to dress up as no ghoul, no leprechaun, no witch, no warlock. Because I remember one year I wanted to dress up as a witch. And my mother set me down and taught me about witches. And a lot of people, you may think, there are people walking the face of this earth, living in your cities. They may be your next door neighbor, and they are confessing openly and publicly that they are witches. A witch is an individual that have made a blood tie with Satan. They have sold their soul to the devil. Just like Christians, we give our soul over to God. We are washed through the precious blood of Jesus Christ, okay? Satanism is when they sell their soul. They make a blood covenant. I ain't going to talk too much about it on this radio broadcast. You need to be in Bible study because they make a blood covenant. And they, amen, seal their soul to damnation. In other words, there is no eternity with God, because they hate God. Satan is their Lord. And a witch will confess that Satan is her Lord or his Lord. Witches are female. Warlocks and wizards are male. Okay? Don't be fooled by this white magic, black magic stuff. Yes, it does exist. Some witches do. They don't practice the dark magic, but they can give over to it. You better hear me. It's just like saints, amen. Some saints don't believe in being filled with the Holy Ghost or the Holy Spirit. Oh, that was back in the early church. That we don't have to have the Holy Ghost. Then how are you going to be sealed until the day of redemption, as the word tells us? How are you going to be led if you are not led by the Holy Spirit? These are some things that people need to be aware of. Yes, you can get water baptized, but what about being baptized by the Holy Spirit like the word says? Then, amen, you become sensitive in the spirit realm to the things of God. When you have people that are dealing with the occult, Satanism, witchcraft, sorcery, all of these things that we just are reading here, it says don't be involved in. Observers of time. Amen. A lot of folks still doing, especially Christians, involved with astrology, reading your horoscope every day, depending on what, amen, some astrologers say, whether you're going to have good success, get married, have a house, because they are an observer of the time. They're reading the stars to predict your future. And it talks about enchanters, enchantress, witch, charmer, consulter with familiar spirits, calling on your spiritual guide, wizards, necromancer. If you don't know what these things are, look them up. Look them up in the Webster's Dictionary. Go online, type in what is a necromancer. You'll find out. But most importantly, in Deuteronomy 18 and 12, it says these things are an abomination unto the Lord. And because of these abominations, the Lord thy God doth drive them out before thee. Let me tell you, it's some scriptures people may not want to hear, may not want to read, but it's some scriptures that are seriously telling us, amen. In Exodus 22 and 18, the word said, thou shalt not suffer a witch to live. Because witches have the ability to call forth demons. Why would you dress your child up as a witch? Why would you dress your child up as a ghoul or a ghost? People don't even tell their children that ghosts are real. Ghosts are spirits. And some of these spirits, amen, praise God, have not gone into rest, into eternity. They wandering the face of the earth. They are lost souls. They have not entered into God's rest and God's peace. And it's usually because of something they have done, as they say, unfinished business here on the earth. And ghosts are normally known to torment living souls. Lost souls, dead souls is completely different. They are souls that are passed on. They have no flesh. Most of the time, you can't see them, even if you feel them and you hear them. But you want your child to be a ghost. Put them in a sheet. Do you know what ghosts do? Oh, my God. We as Christians, we need to wake up. Amen, praise God. Now I see a lot of the children are going as superheroes. You know, amen, praise God. But you got to be careful because you're involving your children and your family with paganism. Trick-or-treating is a Halloween custom for children in many countries. Children in costumes, they travel from house to house asking for treats like candy and in some cultures even money. And they use the phrase trick-or-treat. Now, the trick is usually a threat to perform some type of mischief, like putting toilet paper all around your house and your trees, or throwing eggs, the rotten eggs on your car or your window. You better hear me. Or spray painting your house, or amen, praise God. It could be anything. That's the trick. You don't give me a treat, I'm going to do a trick. And let me tell you something. Children are capable of a whole lot of tricks. You watch Home Alone and see what I'm talking about. They can find some mischief to get into. So the threat is usually to homeowners, amen, that if you don't give them a treat, they're going to do something to your house. And usually, amen, praise God, it ain't going to be good. Most homeowners, to signal that you're willing to give out a treat, you put up Halloween decorations outside their door. That's what you do. So when you putting up all of this stuff on your windows and your doorposts, and then the kids come knock at your door and you tell them you don't have no treat, you better be looking for them to perform a trick. Because if you put the decorations up, they are expecting you to give them something. Well, we're going to talk some more on Thursday about Halloween. God bless you. This is Apostle Loretta Williams.